Hi, it's January 21st, the anniversary of the death of legendary director and producer Cecil B. DeMille in 1959, famous for his biblical epics.
We have an unusual subject, the story of the birth of freedom.
In 1966, George Harrison married Patty Boyd. They met during the filming of A Hard Day's Night.
I asked Patty out when we were making the film, and she said no.
One girlfriend said, "Are you completely mad? Dump the boyfriend immediately." So I did.
Of course, it didn't last. In one of rock and roll's great love triangles, she later married Eric Clapton, who wrote this about Patty. And you might remember it was on this day in 1990 that John McEnroe was sent packing from the Australian Open after three code violations for his tantrums, intimidating a lineswoman and swearing at the officials.
Default, Mr. McEnroe. Game, set, match, point.
That's the end of the match.
Birthdays, golfing great Jack Nicklaus is 79. He won 13 majors, including six Australian Opens.
The biggest thing in being able to be a champion is to understand yourself and what your abilities are and what your limits are.
Spanish tenor Placido Domingo is 78 today. Billy Ocean is 69. He had a string of top 10 hits in the mid-80s from the album Suddenly and topped the Aussie charts twice with When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Gets Going and... Two-time Melbourne Cup winning jockey Jim Cassidy is 56 today. He took out the 83 Cup on Kiwi and won a close one in 97 on Might and Power.
Nothing between them, Doremus or Might and Power in a close go.
And Aussie comedian and TV personality Rove McManus turns 45.
I thought if I make a funny gesture, I'll think of something to say. Didn't
happen. Finally, speaking of funny men, famous British comedian Benny Hill was also born on this day. He died aged 68 in 1992.
We've got sailing from Hailing, we've got sledding from Reading, shooting from Tooting, and karting from...
Remembering Benny Hill on January 21st.